Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe.
Let's find out where to put your money in order to make money. We've got Keith Fitzgerald, Chief Investment Strategist at Money Map Press. Keith Fitzgerald, good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks for having me back. I wish I was in the city to see all the beautiful white stuff, actually.
Well, you're in Portland, Oregon, so I'm sure you get other kinds of precipitation there. Let's start off talking about how to make some money in infrastructure, because we spoke earlier with Jill Cuniff of Edge Asset Management. She mentioned Kinder Morgan. And what's one of your favorite stocks? Kinder Morgan, KMP. Why do you like it?
Well, you know, I like it because, number one, it's got a long proven track record. Number two, it's a very simple business. They take stuff, they cram it into a pipeline, they move it, they unpack it at the other end, and they charge a fee for having done so. So even though it's sort of a toll, it's a kind of a toll road for energy. And again, simple, easy, we need lots of energy, 30,000 miles of pipeline in a country that doesn't have enough of it. To me, that smells like a win-win.
So Keith, what about other energy companies? I interviewed a money manager down in Dallas, Emmett Murphy, biggest holding Bradley Energy. But looking mainly at offshore producers, he says a lot of the shale producers here in the U.S. really don't have the rate of return they need.
You know, I've heard that, and I've looked at that. I think that if we are going to go offshore and look at some of the offshore companies, to me, the Chinese ones seem like the players, CNOOC in particular, because it's a large company, lots of deep assets. They've got all kinds of drilling taking place, and that's, to me, a growing part of the world where you want the actual oil production taking place.
Keith Fitzgerald, why would you be shorting the Japanese yen?
Oh, my goodness. You know, that actually, on one hand, I'm very excited because it's a big profitable opportunity. On the other hand, I've lived in that country for more than 20 years off and on, and it breaks my heart to do so. They've got the worst demographics on the planet, Tim. They've got an aging society. They've got a debt-to-GDP relationship that now, if you add a private, public, and corporate debt, approaches 500% of GDP and makes the Greeks look positively miserly. And they're going to have to go to external financing here. They've purchased internally about 95% of Japanese debt year-to-date. That's get the cost of capital about 1%. When they go external financial markets, I think they're looking at 3%, maybe even 4%.
When you've got Prime Minister Abe on your side, he's given the central bank no uncertain terms, marching orders, weaken the yen. But I think a much trickier and bolder call is that, do you say that you think bonds are going to remain strong, particularly if we get a debt debate going again? If we don't, do you still see bonds being strong? A lot of people are saying this is it, time to start weaning yourself off and heading toward equities.
You know, I think that's a very fair question, and it's one I'm spending a lot of time thinking about. People have been saying bond market has been over for a long time. Most famously, Bill Gross made that call two or three times, you know, Bill Gross of PIMCO fame, and each time he's come back saying, well, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, so you do still need to own these things. It's kind of a devil's-in-the-detail thing to me. Where you have to own them because the individual investor needs them for the income. On the other hand, you can take steps to shorten the duration, do those kinds of things. Do you want to bail out of them? I don't think so.
So if you're a retail investor, how do you actually bet that the Japanese yen is going to depreciate in value? How do you make that call?
The Japanese yen or back to the U.S. bond?
No, the Japanese yen.
The Japanese yen, there's two ways to do it. If you're sophisticated enough and can trade Forex, you can actually just get a Forex account and short the yen itself. If you prefer to ETFs, which I actually like more, there's an ETF called the ProShares Ultra Short Yen Fund. The ticker is Yankee Charlie Sierra, or YCS. Very simple, exchange-traded, easy to get a hold of. Every broker can access it, and it's a way to hang on.
A way to hang on, shorting the yen. Is there a risk in terms of shorting the yen that perhaps small investors will get whipsawed, and as a result, they'll get out before they've made any profits?
I think that's an excellent question. Yes, I think there is. And the reason I say that is that, to our point about bonds here a minute ago, if the U.S., if there's additional financial crisis in Europe, if there's additional financial crisis here in the United States, investors are going to do two things. They're going to run to the yen and to the dollar. That's going to whipsaw both of those trades around a little bit. It's going to cause bond yields to drop, and it's going to cause the yen to strengthen. Longer term, however, the market is dramatically out of sync with fundamentals. And no nation in the history of, literally in the history of mankind, has ever been able to do what Bernanke and the central bank are trying to do for anything other than a short-term basis. So to me, this is a long-term home run. It's going to be volatile. You got to have a little bit of patience.
Okay.
Big one.
Keith, we got about a half a minute left here, but I want to ask you about your tech call, because you say big tech like Intel, Microsoft, Facebook is dead money. You like ComTouch software. What is it? Why?
I tell you what, I think the big software companies are the very animals that they set out to overcome when they were innovative. Microsoft has become IBM, for example. It's a behemoth. It oozes MBAs instead of innovation now. If you look at small companies like ComTouch from Israel, they've got a who's who of clients growing at 30% a year, and I think there's a lot more upside.
I want to thank you very much for joining us, Keith Fitzgerald, the Chief Investment Strategist at MoneyMap Press. Coming up on Taking Stock, we're going to be speaking with Richard Schiff, the actor. He's best known, perhaps, for his role as Toby Ziegler on The West Wing, and he has a new role playing Dr. Emil Hamilton in the new Superman movie, Man of Steel. It's set to be released later this summer. We've got details next on Taking Stock.
Listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.